This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. The government has approved a semiconductor unit to be set up near Jewar Airport in Uttar Pradesh. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the unit to be set up under the India Semiconductor Mission with the joint venture of HCL and Foxconn. He said the plant is designed for 20,000 wafers per month and the design output capacity is 36 million units per month.
टोटल 3,700 करोड़ का इन्वेस्टमेंट है इसमें ये प्लांट में 20,000 वेफर पर मंथ की कैपेसिटी होगी और जो चिप्स इससे बन के निकलेगी उसकी कैपेसिटी है 36 मिलियन चिप्स पर मंथ का इसका रहेगा अच्छा प्लांट है बहुत ही एडवांस टेक्नोलॉजी इसमें वेफर लेवल पैकेजिंग का एक टेक्नोलॉजी होता है वो इसमें लगेगा विच मीन्स एंटायर वेफर के साथ सबस्ट्रेट को जोड़कर कंप्लीट उसकी एडवांस्ड पैकेजिंग का
द मिनिस्टर सेड 5 सेमीकंडक्टर यूनिट्स आर ऑलरेडी इन एडवांस्ड स्टेजेस ऑफ कंस्ट्रक्शन And with this sixth unit, India moves forward in its journey to develop the strategically vital semiconductor industry. He said students and entrepreneurs in 270 academic institutions and 70 startups are working on world-class latest design technologies for developing new products. Replying a query on Operation Sindoor, Mr. Vaishnaw has said, the operation is an important example of India's identity, the formidable role of armed forces and the decisive leadership.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर भारत की एक अस्मिता भारत के हमारे आर्म्ड फोर्सेस का जो रोल रहा है और जो एक डिसाइसिव लीडरशिप रही है और एक जो नई डॉक्ट्रिन बनी है उसका एक बहुत बड़ा एग्जांपल है वाकई ये देश के लिए एक सराहनीय चीज
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी हैज सेड दैट टुडेज कैबिनेट डिसीजन रिगार्डिंग द एस्टैब्लिशमेंट ऑफ अ सेमीकंडक्टर यूनिट इन उत्तर प्रदेश विल बूस्ट ग्रोथ एंड इनोवेशन इन अ सोशल मीडिया पोस्ट मिस्टर मोदी सेड इट विल क्रिएट इन्यूमरेबल अपॉर्चुनिटीज फॉर द यूथ एज वेल He said, India's strides in the world of semiconductors continue. 31 Maoists, including 16 female Maoists, have been killed in the anti-Maoist operation in Chhattisgarh. In a press conference held in Bijapur today, Central Reserve Police Force CRPF Director General Gyanendra Pratap Singh, Chhattisgarh Director General of Police Arun Dev Gautam and Bijapur Superintendent of Police Jitendra Kumar Yadav said that this operation was lasted for about 21 days on Karregutta Hill situated on the Telangana border in Bijapur district of the state. Union Home Minister Amit Shah termed this operation as a historic success in the resolve to make India naxal-free by the 31st of March next year. Ukraine and Russia are close to reviving direct peace talks for the first time since the last face-to-face discussions ended 3 years ago. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called on his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin to meet at Istanbul in Turkey tomorrow for talks on ending the war after Moscow proposed staging direct negotiations. Talking to reporters today, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the Russian delegation will be waiting for the Ukrainian delegation in Istanbul tomorrow. However, the Kremlin has declined to say who would be part of its delegation and if President Putin will attend the meeting. Mr. Peskov said the names of the officials representing Moscow will be announced later. U.S. President Donald Trump is reportedly planning to send his senior envoys Steve Witkoff and Keith Kellogg to Turkey to attend the potential talks between Moscow and Kyiv. In Somalia, at least 17 people have been killed and more than 84,000 others displaced due to flash floods following torrential rains across the country since mid-April. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said an assessment conducted by disaster management officials has revealed extensive damage to infrastructure and an urgent need for assistance to affected people. The New Delhi's part of Khelo India Youth Games concluded today with the finals of gymnastics held at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium. This year, New Delhi hosted the shooting, cycling and gymnastics events, while the remaining competitions took place in Bihar. On the final day of the gymnastics events, Harshit D from Uttar Pradesh and Telangana's Nishika Agarwal stood out as top performers. In the men's vaulting table final, Harshit D from Maharashtra won the gold medal. Akshat Bajaj from Delhi claimed the silver and his state mate Rayan Rawat took home the bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.